This is Akashvani. The news read by R.S. Raghu. Electronics and Information Technology Minister Ashwini Vaishnaw has said that India is working on all five layers of the artificial intelligence, AI architecture, application, model, chip, infra and energy. Addressing a session at World Economic Forum in Davos today, Mr. Vaishnaw said India is building the foundation for global AI services. The minister firmly rejected the International Monetary Fund chief's remark, calling India a second-tier AI power. Citing Stanford rankings, he said India stands third globally in AI preparedness. Mr. Vaishnaw said that an investment worth $70 billion is confirmed in AI infrastructure. He said that in the next 12 months, another investment of $50 billion is expected. Mr. Vaishnaw said that through the India AI Impact Summit, which is scheduled for next month, the country will make sure that technology is not only accessible to India, but to the Global South as well. The minister noted that India now has nearly 2 lakh startups and is among the top 3 startup ecosystems globally. The Union Cabinet has approved an equity support of 5,000 crore rupees to the Small Industries Development Bank of India, SIDBI. The decision was taken at a meeting chaired by Prime Minister Narendra Modi this morning. This move is expected to benefit approximately 25,74,000 new MSME beneficiaries. The Cabinet has also given the nod to the continuation of the Atal Pension Yojana till 2030-31, along with the extension of funding support for promotional and developmental activities. Supreme Court today said it will constitute an expert committee comprising domain experts to undertake an exhaustive and holistic examination of mining and related issues in the Aravallis. The court observed that illegal mining can lead to irreversible damage. A bench comprising Chief Justice Surya Kant and Justices Joy Malia Bakshi and Vipul M. Pancholi directed Additional Solicitor General Aishwarya Bhati, Amicus Curiae K. Parmeshwar to suggest in 4 weeks the names of environmentalists and scientists who have expertise in mining so that an expert body can be constituted to look into the aspects. The Ministry of Power today released a new draft National Electricity Policy 2026, which aims to transform the power sector to meet the vision of Viksit Bharat at 2047. The Power Ministry said the policy targets per capita electricity consumption of 2,000 kWh by 2030 and over 4,000 kWh by 2047. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar has called upon the global community to adopt a zero-tolerance approach towards terrorism as the world order is undergoing a profound transformation. Dr. Jaishankar stated this in his opening remarks during talks with his Spanish counterpart José Manuel Álvarez Bueno in New Delhi today.
It is more imperative than ever before for nations to collaborate on shared challenges. This is particularly the case with respect to combating terrorism, where both India and Spain have been victims. The world must display zero tolerance towards terrorism.
Later in the day, the visiting dignitary called on President Draupadi Murmu at Rashtrapati Bhavan. In a social media post, the president expressed happiness at the launch of the India-Spain Dual Year of Culture, Tourism and Artificial Intelligence. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu today accepted the invitation of US President Donald Trump to be a part of the Gaza Board of Peace, which consists of world leaders. The office of the Israeli Prime Minister made the announcement on social media. Mr. Netanyahu's office, however, had earlier criticized the makeup of the executive committee of the board, which includes Israel's regional rival Turkey. In men's cricket, India were 150 for 4 in 12.2 overs against New Zealand in first T20 of 5-match series in Nagpur when reports last came in. Earlier, the visitors won the toss and opted to field first. And that is the end of this news bulletin.